Aaron Dupuy is the state management biologist for herring in Sitka. Saners landed only 16,000 tons of herring last year, which was just under half of the harvest guideline. In 2020 and 2019, there were no fisheries at all. Dupuy says that market requirements, as much as biology, have shaped the sacro fishery in recent years.
The reason why there wasn't a fishery in 19 and 20, it wasn't a biomass issue. It was the size of the fish. The size of the fish wasn't marketable for what they wanted in Japan.
The total biomass of herring in Sitka Sound is actually a little smaller than last year. The high harvest target is the result of a favorable age distribution of fish. Almost 60% of this spring's biomass is expected to be six-year-olds, weighing in at 136 grams, near the sweet spot for herring buyers in Asia. Still, Dupuy doesn't see permit holders, processors, and buyers ramping up to harvest the available supply.
And yeah, they want those like 136-gram fish. That's kind of like the best, I guess. So yeah, it's going to be attractive. But on the same token, the markets can only handle so much. It wouldn't be physically possible for industry to harvest the entire GHL with the infrastructure in place right now.
Dupuy would say that 2022's biomass forecast is a peak, were it not for the large number of three-year-olds observed in the Sound last year, the sixth largest class of three-year-olds in the department's history. Those fish are now four-year-olds, and at over one quarter of the overall biomass, they are right behind the six-year-olds.
It's good. I'm feeling pretty comfortable with what we're seeing coming in to backfill this huge age class. So it's not going to be a precipitous drop.
Dupuy says this year's sacro fishery will occur at about the same time as the State Board of Fisheries Southeast Finfish and Shellfish meeting, originally scheduled for Ketchikan in January, but since postponed until March in Anchorage. Although there are numerous herring proposals on the board's agenda, Dupuy doesn't expect that any regulatory decisions would alter the course of this year's fishery. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.